Sunshine English Radio.
Hello again, Zhongxin students. DJ Kent here. Welcome to Zhongxin English Radio. The year of the rabbit is finishing. We can say goodbye to the rabbit. And we can say hello to the dragon. 2024 is the year of the dragon. In Chinese culture, a dragon means good luck, strength, and health. A dragon is part of the Chinese zodiac. The zodiac has 12 animals: rat, ox, tiger, rabbit, dragon, snake, horse, goat, monkey, rooster, dog, and pig. 12 animals. Did you know the dragon is the only animal that is not real? I said before that the dragon means good luck. Actually, every animal in the Chinese zodiac has something to do with good luck. So I hope all the students have good luck in the dragon year, 2024. Since 2024 is the year of the dragon, let's listen to a song about a dragon called Something Wild from Peach Dragon by Lindsey Stirling.
You had your maps drawn, you had other plans to hang your hopes on. Every road that led you down felt so wrong. So you found another way. You've got a big heart, the way you see the world, it got you this far. You might have some bruises and a few scars, but you know you're gonna be okay. And even though you're scared, you're stronger than you know. You lost that way of the lights of blinding caught and all the stars are hiding. That's what something wild calls you home. If you face the fear that keeps you frozen, chase the sky into the ocean. That's what something wild calls you home. Oh, 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 oh,
Did you enjoy our song today? Now, it's time for the news. Let's go to ICRT Radio.
What?
No way!
Yes way! It's time for News for Kids! News for Kids!
真的假的？
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 原来如此！
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 你不知道的趣味新鲜事
ICRT's News for Kids!
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
There are many New Year's traditions. You know some of them. There's fireworks and kissing someone at midnight on New Year's Eve. There are many more. Some of them are surprising.
新年快乐！新年有很多不同的习俗，像是放烟火，或是在跨年的时候互相亲吻。
In Europe, some people throw out sofas or other furniture at midnight on New Year's Eve. Watch out! They throw the furniture out of their windows. Why do they do this? It's a way to throw away old things and welcome new things.
欧洲有很多人会在跨年夜丢掉家具，除旧布新。注意哦，是直接丢出窗外。
In some places, people leave their doors and windows open. Again, this is to let old things out and welcome the new year. Doing this can be cold, especially when it's windy.
有一些地方，人们会打开门窗，欢迎新年的到来。
In Spain, some people walk around with an empty suitcase on New Year's Eve. They think it helps them travel more. Maybe they will go on trips to fun places.
西班牙有人会在跨年夜拿着空行李箱到处走。他们相信这样也许会旅行到好玩的地方。
In the Philippines, people jump into the air at midnight on New Year's Eve. They think this helps them grow taller.
菲律宾人觉得跨年的时候跳得越高可以长得越高。
There are many interesting New Year's traditions. Do you want to try some of these traditions? What are your traditions?
Vocabulary.
过新年的习俗百百种，每个地方都不同。Jump, 跳。What are you doing, Jacob? 你在做什么, Jacob?
Can't you see that I'm jumping? 你看不出来我在跳吗?
Yeah, but what for? 看得出，但是干嘛要跳? Taller, 比较高的。
For helping me to grow taller. 可以帮我再长高一点。
You are too old to grow taller. 你太老了，不会再长了。
Ouch! That hurts. 很伤人哦。
Windy, 刮风的。And it's windy outside. 而且外面风好大。You should come into the house. 你应该进屋子里来。Window, 窗户。
It is windy. 风真的很大。Let me close the windows. 让我把窗子关起来。There.Much better. 好了，好多了。Now I need to sit down. All that jumping is tiring. 现在我得坐下，那样蹦蹦跳很累哦。
Let's learn more English in 2024. 来读单字吧。Jump. 跳 Taller. 比较高的 Windy. 刮风的 Window. 窗户
It's quiz time!
Question number one. Why do people throw furniture out the window? A. For friends. B. For good luck. C. For welcoming new things. Question number two. In Spain, what do some people walk around with? A. A suitcase. B. A sofa. C. Old things.Question number three. Where do people jump in the air to grow taller? A. Japan. B. The Philippines. C. Thailand.
The answers are all available on the ICRT website and app.
I hope you enjoyed the music and the news today. See you next week for the English Song of the Week. Goodbye now from DJ Kent at
Dongxing English Radio.